It's now time for the postgame show on KOA Radio 104.1 FM. Here's Mike Blackwell and Jared Robinson.
Welcome back to our postgame show. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson here with you, along with Zach Peterson, as we wrap this one up tonight. Bernie has come to Wimberley and won the ball game, 41-28 as our score. Wimberley with its first loss of the season. Here's how it went down. Bernie scored first. It was Connor Fisher on a 24-yard touchdown pass from Brooks Klutz. Klutz, the quarterback, with 10:28 left to play in the first quarter. That was at the end of the very first possession of the night. Wilson Herbst's extra point made it Bernie 7 and Wimberley nothing. Bernie then scored again in the first quarter when Herbst kicked a 28-yard field goal with 25 seconds left. And at the end of the first quarter, it was Bernie 10 and Wimberley nothing. The Greyhounds then added to that lead when Fisher scored on a 39-yard pass from Klutz. Herbst's extra point made it Bernie 17 and Wimberley nothing with 7:49 left to play in the second quarter. Wimberley then finally got on the scoreboard when Wyatt Mann scored on a 22-yard touchdown pass from quarterback JoJo Weeks. Nick Coles' extra point with 4:44 left to play in the second quarter cut the Bernie lead to 17-7. Bernie then quickly added a touchdown of their own again. It was Klutz on a 5-yard run. Herbst's extra point with 1:55 left to play in the second quarter gave Bernie a 24-7 lead. Wimberley, though, kept fighting. It was Hayden Krebs on a 58-yard touchdown pass from Weeks. Coles' extra point with 1:08 left to play in the first half cut the Bernie lead to 24-14. That is where we stood at halftime. In the third period, Wimberley came on and came out of the locker room and cut this lead to 3 points. It was Cade Stover on a 78-yard touchdown from Weeks. Coles' kick at 10:26 left to play in the third made it Bernie 24 and Wimberley 21. Bernie then wrapped it up, though, by scoring quickly. It was Robert Sherwood on a 24-yard touchdown pass from Klutz. Herbst's extra point with 10:02 left to play made it a 10-point game again, 31-21 Bernie at that point. And then the Greyhounds added yet another touchdown. It was Douglas Hodo on a 13-yard touchdown pass from Klutz. Herbst with the extra point. And with 2:28 left to play in the third period, it was Bernie 38-21 over Wimberley. Greyhounds then added to that lead when Herbst kicked a 36-yard field goal with 4:12 left to play in the ball game. Bernie led at that point 41-21, and Wimberley scored a late touchdown. It was Caden Kowalski, 9 yards on the touchdown pass from Weeks. Coles' kick with 2:58 left to play made it Bernie 41 and Wimberley 28, and that is where we stand at the end of this ball game. How about the night that the quarterback Brooks Klutz had? He threw for 4 touchdowns. He's got 20 on the season now, and he also added a running touchdown. Not bad. He had 5 touchdowns here tonight for the senior. He is always going to remember that ball game he had when he was a senior and he came to Wimberley. And Bernie comes away with a 41-28 victory here tonight against the Texans. Stay with us, everybody. We'll wrap this one up, talk to Jared a little bit, maybe get some numbers and what have you, and call it a night. You are listening to Texans Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Back at Texas Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Zach Peterson helped us up here tonight as well. It's always good to see Zach on a Friday night. And Jared, what do you think? I guess we can wrap this up. Texans lose a ball game here tonight, and if nothing else, we can call this a learning opportunity for the Texans the rest of the way, as Doug Warren is certainly going to be able to express himself this week in advance of the first district game next Friday against Bandera. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's always hard when you come off two victories that you battled for, Canyon Lake and Fredericksburg, both games before these two, down early, came back, fought back against Fredericksburg and against Canyon Lake both to win. Going into that next week, it's tough sometimes to take the magnitude of, okay, you fought back and you came back, great job, but you still have things to work on because you got the win.
Right.
And so it's always tough to think, okay, there's things that we need to do better when you get a W. Tonight, there's going to be things that they go back and look and say, okay, the last 2 weeks, really the 3 weeks, including this evening, has been a culmination of, okay, we need to put more work in. We need to figure out what it is. And sometimes when you take that loss and you figure out, okay, we're either going to have to get better or this is who we are and accept it, sometimes the coaches can lean on that and say, okay, you were able to win the last two, but a great Bernie football team came in here tonight, a well-coached, well-executed team, good talent, and they get the W from the Wimberley Texans. Coach Warren's going to take that and say, okay, we've won two out of the three that we've played here in the last one. All of them haven't been great wins. Now we've got to get better. District play is coming up next. These are the games that matter.
Yeah, I think you're right about all of that. And what about numbers? You got anything that steps out at you? Boy, the quarterback on Bernie's team sure had a good night tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had numbers for Klutz and all them, but unfortunately, I mean, it would take us an NFL computer system to be
That's
able to
right.
do it up here. Zach Peterson does our stats for us, and it's hard enough just to get one team stats. Overall, our stats on the evening, not bad. I mean, Moss Carruthers, 151 yards roughly with a touchdown, added the big catch there, the 34-yard screen pass late in the second half. Seven catches for Cade Stover for 69 yards. Seven catches for Hayden Krebs, 128 yards and a touchdown. 9-yard touchdown added by Kowalski. We saw the big catch from him last week. Good to see him get a little bit more involved. Unfortunately, this is not a knock against Caden whatsoever. It came at the cost of Wyatt Mann, so we'll see what happens with Wyatt Mann. We saw him just get a little nicked up, and in a game like this, you talked about it a little bit, you may want to sit those guys at the later part, barring an injury when it was a 20-point game. So hopefully Wyatt Mann's okay. 22-yard touchdown again by Wyatt Mann in the first half, like you said a minute ago. But not terrible overall. JoJo ends up with about almost 250, 300, or three touchdowns. And again, running game, 150 yards with a touchdown. So from a stat standpoint, it doesn't look terrible, but your defense gave up a lot of points to a team that averages 33. You know, just couldn't come through with the big play when you needed it.
Well, the great thing about Texas high school football is
there's next week.
None of that matters, and all that matters really is district play. That's for certain, and we will be back to play to start district next Friday night. Thanks, Jared. Game six, we can now put in the books. The Greyhounds have defeated the Texans by a score of 41-28. Greyhounds push their record to 6-0, while the Texans fall to 5-1. Our game tonight was brought to you by our title sponsor, Seton Medical Center Hayes. We love those folks. Thanks so much to you guys. Also brought to you tonight by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Austin Community College, Ball Brothers Paint and Drywall, REMAX agent A.J. Harwood, Onion Creek Volkswagen, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs and Wimberley, Springwater, Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter in Dripping Springs, Five Star ER, Stevens and Malone, Chang's Hapkido Academy, and by State Farm agent Byron Eccles in Wimberley. Be sure to join us again next week when the Texans open district play. Again, hosting Bandera, airtime 7:15, kickoff is at 7:30. From this point on, we are playing for keeps. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks again to Jared and to Zach Peterson, and of course to my road dog showed up tonight, Miles Blackwell. Once again, our final tonight, Bernie 41 and Wimberley 28. Until next week, I'm Mike Blackwell, and this has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Good night, friends.
Thanks for listening to Wimberley Texan Football on KOWO Radio 104.1 FM and streaming online at wimberleyradio.org and the Sun Radio app. This has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network.